Jacob Trouba back.
I'm not hiding the fact
the train.
Jacob Trouba's going to play.
Okay.
That's right.
He's
going to play. You know, he's been out a little while. He's just going to have to get comfortable in the game. The big thing for him will just be to settle in and try and let the game come to him. Don't chase the game. And, you know, we'll monitor his minutes and stuff, but I think he's ready to go. He'll be enthusiastic to play. We're looking forward to having him back. And now it means we've had seven good defensemen because they've played pretty well, our guys, so which is good, create some competition. Well, it's good because I think if you're going to create anything, whether it's offense or any kind of team play, you've got to get it out of your end. And, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job with what we've had in the past 3 weeks and so. But I think this helps us get back to where we were when we started.
Devils are back from a California swing. Is it important to try to jump on them early?
Well, it's going to be important for us to start off the road trip on our right foot. They've been playing well. They had a good road trip. They're a team that doesn't give you very much. And so we're used to that playing in the West. It's going to take all of us to get this thing done. It'll be, you know, a lot like the Minnesota game we anticipate. This is where both teams are checking and defending, and they're not giving you very much.
So you're going from your Western Conference home for six Eastern games here. Do you have any tactical or, you know, strategy ideas in your head about what might change or how you might tackle it this week or next?
Versus the East?
Yeah,
is that specific to the East, is that question?
Eastern games. It's not like you don't know the East, but...
Yeah, so the answer would be no. There is no tactical difference in changing our game for the East. There might be some adjustments that get made to the particular opponent, but as a group of six games, we don't sit and say, okay, we need to play this way versus that way. I think we've stabilized our play and how we want to play, but there are some differences when you play New Jersey versus the Islanders or the Rangers. Everybody's got their way of playing. So happens Jersey play a lot like Minnesota in some aspects. They have other things that they do a little bit differently that is going to force us to be a little bit creative, but that's something that we'll address.
So in the same vein, when you beat them just over a month ago at your place, what did you do well that night that you would like to see your team duplicate tonight, Coach?
Well, I thought we played a tight game in that game, and you had to check. We knew we'd have to check. It was a close game, and it'll be the same tonight. Nothing much will change there. I think we've identified some things in their game that is more of a pattern of how they play, and that's probably with every team because we've settled into the season now. We're 25 games in. So we can see a little bit more specific where it might have been so early then, so you didn't see it quite so precisely. So now we can identify specifically what areas and where we have to try to attack. Sometimes in these games it means the difference in one goal, you know, maybe, you know. But they're doing the same to us.
Sure.
So you hope you're on the right side of that goal.
What are you talking about wanting to win three out of every five games? But is this kind of a stretch where you feel like maybe five out of six, or maybe all of them?
No, we're not looking. We'd like to do that in a perfect world, to win 3 to 5. That gives you an idea of where you're going. But in this particular stretch of six games, we're looking to just focus on the one game. We're not looking at the beginning and saying, okay, fellas, now out of the six games, we want this. You just don't know what you're going to get. You know, what happens if you don't have success? You throw your arms in the air and say, well, you know. So we're going to focus on this game. We know what the trip entails, and we know we want to win. We know we want to have success, and we also know where we sit in the standings. You know, we've got to somewhere in here. We've got to get consistently on the right side of the close games. That's really what has to be the goal. And if we can do that, then we'll manage the results. Hopefully, we'll show that we're doing things the right way, and that's what we're trying to manage right now. Well, what it shows you from when you see Jágr playing like that is it's just his passion and enthusiasm for the game and his will to compete. You watch him play, he looks after himself. He's a guy that I've never had the pleasure of having him as a guy on the team, but you see the success he has and how influential he is on others. I think it speaks volumes for his will to want to win and to compete and how much he enjoys playing the game, still playing at that high level. and still important to him to win games. You know, he knows he has influence because of his play and his experience, but he shares that experience in trying to help the team win. That's huge.
Well, is there anything you can pinpoint specifically as to why some of your top forwards haven't been able to put the puck in a net recently?
Yeah, no, I don't look at it. That's in a general sense of things for us. I think we have, you know, I think a lot of that is determined a lot from your back end in a general sense of things. And that's no disrespect to our back end. It's just when you have some guys out of the lineup, and your power play is going to get affected there. Our power play has not been going that great, so that's an area where point-producing players usually produce. And a lot of the power plays in today's game are driven from the back end. And if you've got Enstrom and Bufflin, who are key guys in the power play, who's the secondary unit, and how much does that help you? And same with the 5-on-5 play. A lot of that is driven from the back. And but, you know, having said that, we're not really concerned with the scoring from the forwards or that. We're concerned in how we play games and how we need to win games. And if it's 2-1, then that's what we play.